100 years ago today, Giacomo Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly debuted in Milan. It's the story of a beautiful Japanese woman who is wooed and ultimately abandoned by her lover, an American naval officer. When he returns to Japan and wants to adopt their love child with his new American wife, Butterfly gives up the child in anguish and then kills herself. It's a four-hanky classic. But Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates says Madame Butterfly makes some people weep with frustration.
Madame Butterfly is one of the most beloved operas ever performed. Even people who profess to know and care nothing for opera are familiar with the strains of Un Bel Day, one of the opera's most famous arias, considered a rite of passage by aspiring sopranos. But Madame Butterfly is freighted with more than just its tragic heroine's pain. Some Asian and Asian American women say the image of Butterfly, beautiful, exotic, self-sacrificing, has created a stereotype that has shackled them for decades. Trace Yamamoto, associate professor of Asian American literature and cultural studies at the University of California at Irvine, says the problem isn't so much that Madame Butterfly and similar fictional characters exist, but that people take them so seriously.
Part of the staying power of that stereotype is that, unfortunately, people often think that kind of self-sacrifice and self-abnegation is part of who Asian American women are.
That perception extends, Yamamoto says, beyond social interaction into the workplace, where others' expectation that Asian American women are going to be butterfly-like can cripple careers when those expectations are not met.
A lot of people have this perception that Asian American women are somehow less angry, nicer, and unfortunately, often this is in kind of comparison to what a lot of white Americans imagine black women or Latinas are like.
Asian women aren't the only ones who find themselves battered by the butterfly stereotype. Tim Dang is the producing artistic director of the East West Players, a nationally known Pan-Asian theater group in Los Angeles. Dang says in his experience, Asian Americans are concurrently pulled to and repelled by Madame Butterfly.
While the music is absolutely gorgeous, some of the themes covered are actually appalling, where the love is so great that one would kill themselves because the great white man is not returning.
Partly in answer to the butterfly stereotype, playwright David Henry Wong wrote M. Butterfly almost 15 years ago. The drama is based on a real-life scandal. A French diplomat discovers his Chinese lover is not only a spy, but a man. The need to see his lover as a quiet, submissive Asian woman blinded the diplomat to reality. Tim Dang.
Even in 2004, there are still some of the lingering stereotypes that the play covered way back when. A lot of it about the East still being submissive to the dominant West. And what happens is that there is this clash of sorts that brings about, hopefully, this new change of attitude.
One change is the automatic assumption that an Asian or half-Asian child will be better off in the West than in the East. The bitter ending to Puccini's opera has Pinkerton returning to Japan with his new wife, Kate. The couple says they wish to adopt Butterfly's little boy, and she reluctantly agrees. Asian Americans who hear the opera today are of a different generation than the ones who heard it 50 or even 30 years ago, when orphaned children from Korea and Vietnam were routinely adopted by Western families. The assumption then was that their lives would automatically be improved merely by being in America. Tim Dang.
I think that the Asian American community now believes that this kind of thinking is a little old, and that in many ways some of the cultural traditions of, say, the East are a lot stronger than the cultural traditions of the West now.
Trace Yamamoto says that the opera's end is based on a flawed thesis.
The whole thing works in this kind of fantasy realm where the child is not going to face, you know, racism or discrimination. He's going to go off to the West right, which is, of course, a much better place to be. And he's going to have this wonderful mother, who is a much better mother, you know, to have, because the other part of the butterfly image is it's not a maternal image, it's a sexualized image.
20th century audiences absorbed the opera's mixed messages subliminally, if at all. 100 years later, audiences may leave centennial celebrations of Madama Butterfly moved by the music, but perhaps more critical of its premise. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
From Madame Butterfly to Madame Bates, thank you, Karen. And from Los Angeles, this is Day to Day.